best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's nice to hear that not as much snow as predicted, right?
It is. You know, I was writing this morning, journaling a little bit, and just expressing gratitude that it's March. You know, there's always that old phrase, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. And I guess we can hope for that.
I thought it's in like a lamb, out like a lion.
I thought it was maybe it is. Maybe I'm mixing it up, and I really should feel more hopeless about it the month before. But no, I think spring is on the way, right? I mean, that's the thing that is encouraging to me.
Later this morning, I think at 7:15, Caleb and I will do our usual thing at the beginning of the month, running through all of the things being commemorated throughout the month of March. I'll just tip your hand, though, and let you know it is Caffeine Awareness Month.
It is? Mm-hmm. Wow. Very good. I'm very aware of caffeine. It's important in my daily life.
But so you use it to propel you early in the day, but, I mean, you can drink coffee until how late in the day?
I can drink coffee probably right up until bed and still have no trouble falling asleep. So
you've kind of developed that over time.
I did. I don't know if that's a good thing. I've had times when I've had to stop drinking coffee, and it's pretty miserable. I get really terrible headaches if I stop. So,
Well, let's wrap up Crab Fest here today on his book, When God's Ways Make No Sense. Again, what we've been doing is from a book you edited, Living in the Larger Story, about Larry Crabb, and you wrote a wonderful chapter highlighting, summarizing so many of his books. So tell us about this one.
Yeah, so actually he wrote this book as I was in the process of putting together the chapter, so I had to add it on kind of late. But thankfully it fit together with some of his other themes. And in When God's Ways Make No Sense, he kind of revisits that topic of suffering and confusion that he touched on in earlier books like Finding God and Shattered Dreams. And in this one, he kind of takes a look at suffering in the context of Habakkuk and really arguing that unlike Jonah, who fled from God, or Saul of Tarsus, who wanted to make God's demands achievable, that Habakkuk, he says, trembles and trusts in the Lord. And, you know, I think he says, don't pretend everything is to your liking when it's not. Face the hard truth that God may allow terrible suffering in the people he loves for two reasons. One, to prod us into waiting eagerly with grateful anticipation for the trouble-free life we will forever enjoy in heaven with Jesus. And two, to discover the Spirit's power to love like Jesus in any circumstance of life or condition of soul, and thus to tell God's story of amazing grace. Hmm. And so I think it's that promise, but also a call to live with love now, which were both certainly themes he touched on.
Yeah, and if you're familiar at all with the story of Habakkuk, God wasn't working in Habakkuk's this prophet, but he's like, God, I don't understand the way you're working, right? You're using evil people to accomplish your purposes. I don't get this. So,
Yep. And yet, trusting in the middle of that.
So, for sure. Yep. I love that line. You must tremble before you trust. What a great line to take away. So,
yep.
All right. Again, so many great books. I think we've given people a lot to consider here. Larry Crabb books to check out as we and there are others before we started, but we just kind of picked it up from a certain point. So,
yep. Yep, absolutely.
Let me just say this. I have a copy of my Living in the Larger Story, which, I want to read through it again, but there's some notes I have from that conference we were at with Larry in Houston in 2019, and here's what I wrote. Also, he acknowledged on May 17th, 2019, that he's obsessed with Trinitarian theology.
Yes. Yes, absolutely true of him. And I think he touched on that in the foreword he wrote for my book, Notes from the Upper Room. Just that love for the Trinity and how that's really the center of how we understand relational theology and a relational God.
And you and I would say amen to that. And I would encourage everybody to be obsessed with this idea of this triune relational God. All right. Philippians 4, 2 and 3 today.
Yeah, it says, now I appeal to Eudia and Syntyche, please, because you belong to the Lord, settle your disagreement, and I ask you, my true partner, to help these two women, for they worked hard with me in telling others the good news. They worked along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are written in the book of life.
Huh. And from Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary on those verses, you say, when fights persist, seek counsel from those who know you and are willing to speak the truth. When you live and work with others, even in ministry, disagreements will happen. Keep returning to me, and when you need help, ask others. I've already written your name in my book of life. Eternity together is a long time, so seek unity now. There we go.
Yeah. You know, again, I think it's that relational nature. And, you know, on this side of heaven, relationships are challenging at times. Mm-hmm. And
at times?
Called to that. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's, you know, like okay. When I'm sleeping, things are right. Better.
All right. There we go. Thank you. That was fantastic on WWIV. Yeah, they are. They are challenging, but they can be a blessing too, right? For sure. Birthdays today, my dear friend Joyce Orth. What a wonderful sister in Christ. What an amazing woman of God. To know her is to love her. Her good friend Donna Johnson posting already on Facebook her love and appreciation for Joyce. Understood. She works for many years with the Altoona School District office, and we love her at Valley Brook Church. Had a chat with her on Sunday, and she's a force to be reckoned with. And she works with Fierce Freedom these days, and she is fierce. So go get them. She'll be at the event Friday night. You can still get your tickets for that. This is the last day, though, to do that. My wife and my son, Dawson, are going to be there. And so please go get those, fiercefreedom.org. Learn more. Julie Anderson, another tremendous sister in Christ with a birthday. She and Joyce both today. Also, Marceau Uno, Teresa Stevens, and Jacob Bauer with birthdays today. All right, on the national scene, well, I kind of went on about Joyce. Well, I'm a big fan. Also, other birthdays today include Harry Belafonte, 96, Roger Daltrey of The Who, 79, Dirk Benedict from The A-Team, 78, one of my wife's favorite shows as a kid. Ron Howard is 69. Boy, we knew him as Opie on The Andy Griffith Show, Happy Days, Richie Cunningham, and obviously a director of many, many movies. Catherine Bach, The Dukes of Hazzard, 68 now. There's a feel old for you. Tim Daly is 67. TV chef Paul Hollywood from The Great British Baking Show, 57. TV host Don Lemon kind of stepped in it recently, but got his gig back. He's 57. George Eads from MacGyver and CSI, 56. Javier Bardem from Being the Ricardos. You know, I watched part of that. I was kind of disappointed. I never completed it. Anyhow, and No Country for Old Men, 55. Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell, 49. Lots of celebs today. Jensen Ackles from Smallville and Supernatural, 45. Lupita Nyong'o today is 40, and Justin Bieber turning 29. Our promise of the day is Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth belongs to me and all that is in it, here on WWIB.
Hi, this is Elise Wendland from Bloomer. This is my kind of fear scream. Thank you, bye.
Warning, cabin fever detected.
All right, Mark is heading out to the court right now. He's got the bucket of basketballs here. No warm-ups here. That's probably fair. All right, here we go. Ball number one. He's going to shoot underhanded here. And taking his time. Oh, off the front of the rim. Okay, well, we'll count that to no practice. He's going to try the same basketball again. Off the backboard this time. All right, ball number two. 0 for 1. Let's see if we can go 1 and 1 here. Yeah! Swish! Nothing but nylon right there. Here we go. Ball number three. Yay! Got the kind bounce off the backboard. All right, 2 and 1. 2 for 3 here. Oh, 2 for 4? Oh, okay. All right. You're right. 2 for 4. And there he is, off the backboard. Hey, not bad for no practice. I do a lot worse, so. It's way a to busy, kick off Open Hoops here.
It's a busy shift. It's hard to get practice
yeah, I
time.
Know,
in.
I know. I right. know.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. A good kickoff to our 50th anniversary celebration and March Open Hoops here at WWIB. So thanks so much again to Jerome and Agnes. And I believe Caleb, our shooter, later this morning about 8:45. So let's get behind him as well. All right. It's Win It Wednesday. And here during these recent weeks on Wednesday, we've fallen in love with the new game, haven't we?
Yeah, so a mystery song game, WWIV celebrating 50 years of music and ministry via the airwaves. And so we've been selecting a song kind of randomly from throughout those 50 years, and we will play just a very short clip of it, and you have to tell us what year that song came from. And of course, we'll let you know the title and the artist and play it for you after the game is done. But you just have to tell us a year. You've got 50 options.
Absolutely. So 723-2555, we'll play this 1 second clip and guess away. Here we go. Oh,
right.
We got a great prize.
Oh, yes, yes. We don't want to bury the lead here.
No,
we've
no.
got, great prizes for Win It Wednesday. Oh, someone wants to play already.
Enjoy a free value basket at Culver's, the delicious value basket, a Culver's Deluxe or a grilled chicken sandwich. And then also we've got the 2-scoop sundae here as well.
Fantastic. All right. So we want to get you lunch today if you can be the first one to guess what year this song came from. And I almost played the song and not the clip. Here we go. What is that? Let's hear it again.
I was kind of generous. That's longer than a second.
It is a little bit longer than a second. All right, what is it? 715-723-2555. Good morning, Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver from Eau Claire. What year, my friend?
2011.
Not 2011.
Good
you
try.
You can try again, though. 715-723-2555.
I have to, this is the second, multiple weeks we've done this of not giving any kind of feedback. I have to hold myself back from saying anything.
So, yeah, we're just saying guess the year. We're not telling you it's later or earlier. We're just saying guess the year.
You Good keep morning. Track at home.
WWIB, what year?
2016.
Fantastic. Yes, that is 2016. Ooh. Who is this?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver, wow. How in the world did you figure that out so quickly?
Well, it sounds like Big Daddy Weave or 10th Avenue North, and I know that they're more new.
You got it on the second one. It
on
is
the
10th Avenue
try.
North.
Yes, it's 10th Avenue North. The song is Control. Here it is. Oliver, great job, and we're going to send you to Culver's. How about that?
All right.
March, a very busy month here at WWIB. We're excited about this month. We'll tell you about the things being commemorated coming up around 8:15 to 8:20. March Hope and Hoops again back this year, thanks to Jerome and Agnes from Knapp and Menominee, respectively. They got behind me for my shooting, 2-for-5 shooting before 7. Hoping to improve on that. I think Caleb will he'll double me, at least 4.
That's been a lot of pressure on me, Albo. The first day.
You have great concentration skills, man. You really
I'm just
do.
Really, really competitive, and it honestly makes me miserable when I don't shoot the way that I want to, which is ridiculous. It's a little tight suit, but this is how much I care,
Caleb,
about...
My self-worth doubled when I went from 1 make to 2 today, and it was,
okay.
Greg even called it bounced on the rim, and he talked about a kind roll.
It's a God wink. All right.
It was. All right. Hey, our CCM tournament is back, though, in this busy March. We kicked it off last year.
Yes, and so, again, we're priming the pump today. We're not asking you to submit your artist and song selections today. In fact, we're not going to take them today.
Uh-huh.
But we are going to take them after 6 a.m. tomorrow. And so, again, the way this works is you don't just pick one artist and one song and see how far they go. You have to be kind of selective about this.
You have to pick an artist and 5 songs. So Ann Wilson is great. She said 3 smash hits, but I don't know if she's got 5 songs. Maybe. You could certainly pick her. She was New Artist of the Year. But, again, how deep is the bench? Because you're going to need 5 songs to go all the way, because ultimately we'll have 32 different individual artists or groups competing against each other. And it was a lot of fun last year as we solicited your votes, 2 showdowns a day.
Yeah, so again, use the listener line after 6 a.m. tomorrow is when it will open for your nominations. And we're asking you to think about this today. What artists would you select? But it would be really helpful, too, if right away you say, these are my 5 songs. These are my 5 songs. You can even, again, tell us what order you would like them in. So, again, do you pick your strongest song right away out of the gate? Or do you save that if your artist makes it all the way to the championship? We'll figure out some prizes for you. But, again, it's the WIB Wake Up Show CCM Tournament, the Contemporary Christian Music Tournament. Who's going to be the champion? Can anyone dethrone Toby Mac from last year?
One of the surprises last year, Johnny Cash.
Yes.
And he's... made his way, I think, into the 3rd round. So that was interesting. Our final 4 last year, Mercy Me, Crowder, Toby Mac, and Jason Gray. But this is a new year.
Yeah, so after 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, so be thinking about it today, 715-396-1670. Text us your artist and the 5 songs you would choose for the tournament for that artist. And the brackets will come out. We're looking forward to hopefully starting this bright and early on Monday.
And again, it's a first come, first serve. So again, if we don't get... It's not just last year we took the artist and then we get a hold of you with the 5 songs. It's the artist and the five songs in the order you want them played in the tournament. And if you get that in first, then you have that artist or group.
Yeah. So, again, it pays to wake up early with the Wake Up Show. Here's an artist that's a rising star. Maybe someone's going to pick her. Katie Nicole, her latest, her newest, Jesus Changed My Life.
It is March. It arrived at midnight, and we've got our special March commemoration, starting with March is Music in Our Schools Month.
Okay, fantastic. Also, March is National Caffeine Awareness Month.
It is a month to sing with your child.
It is National Craft Month.
It is also Employee Spirit Month.
Rah, rah. It is National Noodle Month as well. I enjoy noodles.
And today is Peanut Butter Lovers Day because this whole month is National Peanut Month.
It is also National Sauce Month.
It is also, we spoke of caffeine awareness. Well, we've doubled down on that. It's National Eye Donor Month.
It is National Celery Month. Can we combine that with Peanut Butter Lovers Day?
Please, please. Also, it's National Flower Month.
And flower as in F-L-O-U-R, so like
yes.
Whatever kind of flour you choose to bake with, that kind of flour. It's National Frozen Food Month. I know our friend Matt from Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizzas, always all over that.
Yeah, and Bernatello is one of our sponsors during our March Hope and Hoops. National Nutrition Month.
National On Hold Month. Is that because everybody's doing their taxes is an on hold for a really long time with TurboTax?
Oh, boy. It is National Umbrella Month.
It is Red Cross Month as well.
It is a month for optimism.
It is Irish American Heritage Month.
Women's History Month.
And Youth Art Month as well.
You know what's going on this third month of the year. All right, Caleb. Well, you've had a good workout already, friend.
I know. You shouldn't be breathing hard shooting on a little tight suit, but get my water here.
All right. I'm your play-by-play guy. I'm your wingman. You got this.
Let's do this. Thank you again to our pledgers. If anyone wants to dive in last minute, you certainly can. Thank you to Marcy from Bloomer, Linda from Chippewa Falls, and Roxy from Ojibwa, all pledging this morning. Everybody in the running for this afternoon's drawing for those two tickets courtesy of One Fest Ministries to Unspoken in Menominee.
Yeah, the ladies out supporting the guys. We had Jerome from Knapp earlier. Otherwise, it's been all women so far.
All right.
All right, you can do this. Come on, the Caleb cheering section. People are standing and rising and supporting him. He is pushing up the shirt sleeves, and here he goes, the deep breath. He's got five shots. The first one is on the way, and got it, one for one. Just one at a time here. The second one, there it is, two out of two. Calmly, shot number three is on the money, three for three. It's all in the wrist, people, it's all in the wrist. Here he comes, there it is, four for four, one more. For perfection. Yes! Yeah!
Woo!
He's loving it.
Yeah!
Woo!
Did I mention I'm a little competitive? Oh, man. There was one of those that it felt weird. It felt weird, and I just got a little, maybe angelic nudge for it to go through.
Talk about your mental toughness. How did you dial it in?
Practicing, and then I did this weird thing where I slapped the ball.
Yeah.
That I thought was going to help, and actually it made my hand all red, and then it felt a little weird, and then that got into my psyche as well, too, because I'm like, what if I can't feel it the right way?
But you
Thank
did.
You for the clapping emojis, Marcy from Bloomer, who just texted us. I feel really good about this.
Now,
I think I'm going to retire. Carol, can I retire?
Did somebody
Can I just
say,
get guest shooters the rest of the month and end on this note?
Recap the support for that.
Yes, so this is what we had. We had Marcy from Bloomer, $10 per basket made, but she doubled it if I made all five. I truly, truly did not think that was going to happen. I told Havel off the year three. I thought I was going to be three. But thank you so much. So that $50 becomes $100 for the ministry. And of course, select a gift offer to there, Marcy. Linda from Chippewa Falls, $10 per basket made. So that becomes $50 for the ministry. Thank you so much. And Roxy, wow, $50 per made shot. Didn't think it was going to happen, but that's $250. Praise the Lord for that support of the ministry.
Fantastic.
Again, the drawing will be this afternoon. About 3:40 p.m. For those two tickets to Unspoken in Menominee.